First Perek of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is discussing a halacha. A person has Ma'aseh Sheni, so he has to bring it to Yerushalayim. He has an option of redeeming it on money and bringing the money to Yerushalayim. Once he brings the money to Yerushalayim, so he's permitted to buy only edible produce with the money, and then whoever gets the money, the money become tulin. So let's say he bought 100 shekel worth of meat. So we say that he gives up 100 shekel, and now the 100 shekel has been redeemed down to the meat. The meat becomes ma'aseh sheni, and the money becomes regular money. The discussion is what happens if he bought something that has the packaging around it. So if we say that he's paying also for the packaging, then the amount of money that it costs to pay for the packaging can't be taken from the ma'aseh sheni money. So here we are. Starting with halakhah, the behemel is zivchei shlamim al chaylim stal taiva. The rule is like this: that if you're buying an animal in Yerushalayim with moed ma'aseh sheni, it's an animal that can be brought as a korban. You should bring it as a korban. You shouldn't just tam shecht it. And therefore, it should be a behema, a cow should be brought as zivchei shlamim as a shlamim. Or chaya, if you bought another animal, you bought a deer, let's say, which cannot be brought as a korban. So there, like a tefillah, you can buy with ma'aseh sheni money, and you don't have to bring it as a korban because it cannot be as a korban. So you bought a chaylim stal taiva to eat it for its regular eating purposes. So in both cases, he bought an animal for eating purposes. Now, when you're paying for the animal, not only paying for the meat, you have the hide also. Even so, we say yotza or lechulin. We say that you paid for this unit called an animal. Animal is called a piece of meat, a walking piece of meat, halachically. And in the Mela, we say that the meat, the hide is tussled to the meat, and we don't say that there's the hide gets Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni on it, but all the money went for the meat, and the hide remains cooling. Even if you have a case where the hide is worth more than the meat, but Lamaita, we assume that you're paying for the meat, and in the Mela, let's say, you paid for this animal 100 shekel, the meat you have to eat is ma'aseh sheni, and the hide is considered chul. The same thing applies for kaviyayin stumas, mokum shadakum linkos stumas. If they have jugs of wine that were sold with a seal on top, so we also look at the jug as being tussled to the wine, and whatever price you pay for the wine, we say that all the ma'aseh sheni is going into, all the money of the ma'aseh sheni is going into the wine, and the card you get as a gift or a tuffle to it, and therefore yotza kamkan lechulin. Then the jug itself remains chulin. And goyzim bashkedim shiyotu klipeim lechulin. The same thing is if you buy nuts and almonds with peels, also the peels are chulin. Second half of Mishnah is halachas of temet, which we saw in the last pack of Mises. And the tenet is that after they made wine, they would pour off the wine, and they remain with the pits and the peels, and they'd add water to that, and that would also become wine. So that's called tenet. So actually, if it's before it fermented, and in Ukka Bekesh Mises Sheni, you cannot use this Mises Sheni money to buy it. So the rule is, you can only buy things that are it's called foodstuffs like peiros, yerokos, or even animals that come from other animals, but water you cannot buy. So therefore, this time that you added water to be fermented, before it's fermented, it's halachically considered warm water. Misha hechmet, but once it is fermented, it'll go because it's nicer. Then we treat it as wine, and wine is considered a fruit juice, which you can buy with kesef ma'aseh sheni. It's more than fruit juice, it's considered the food itself, and you can buy this with ma'aseh sheni money.